On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Yeah, it's Friday. That means Tori joins us. And my God, though, where is she? Tori?
I'm right here, Ron.
There she is. She's in the South.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
Don't forget to bring a towel?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds wrong.
Well, that's a little bit of South Park.
Oh, okay.
That's my sister Hanky.
All right. That scared me.
I know. It should.
All right. Well, it did. This is Tori Lagarde, ladies and gentlemen. She's a humorist.
That's correct.
She was born a humorist, and she'll go out the same way she came in.
I strive to be that all my life. I used to do Edith Ann impressions. That's how old I am for my parents.
I don't even know who that is. That was in black and white? No, I know who she is.
I know, Lily Tomlin.
I get it. Well, it's getting closer to the election, and I myself, tomorrow, Tori, will be doing early voting.
You said you wouldn't last week.
That's because I lied to you.
Okay, because you worried about what would happen to your ballot. Have you gone through that in your mind and know it's
okay?
No,
I realize that it's a lot easier to do it ahead of time
when there's
nobody there.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do today.
Yeah.
I'm doing it today.
Yeah. Oh, are you?
Yes.
Oh, good. No, I'm not nervous about that part of it. I still don't understand what happens to those things when they're early. Are they put in a mayonnaise jar somewhere on some lady's porch?
What do you think? No.
They are?
No.
That's what I think.
Maybe in the South they do that down around those parks. They do it. But up here, actually they're going to be, at Brockton, they're going to be locked in a vault at City Hall.
Oh.
Which only one person has the key to that office even. Not even the maintenance people have key to that office. So it can't even be cleaned. That's what happens. And that's for Brockton at City Hall. If you do early voting, it's in a sealed envelope. They get it opened the day of the election and fed through the machine. So they're all counted. And again, it's a computer printout. It's going to be everything's accurate.
Right. So you are privy to this? Do you witness this actual thing taking place?
No.
Oh, well then how do I know it's going to work? Unless you're there, how do I know that, how can I trust people?
Well, that's called faith, man, and either got it or you don't, I suppose.
Well, I guess I don't.
You ain't been to church a lot, has you?
I guess it ain't going to work out for me.
No.
All right, so now, the other thing I like is there aren't going to be people standing in front of the voting location with big signs.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And intimidating me,
sure.
and threatening me and to destroy my life and to scratch my car while I'm inside voting.
I don't think that'll happen, but it just beats the lines. It beats the waiting. It's happening all over the country. It's not just this local area. So
it is all over the country. Is that something new? Because I never heard of that.
It is something new.
Oh. And why?
Unless you want to do absentee voting. That's always been early, and you mail those in. That's been around. So if you've done absentee voting or you know you're confident in absentee voting, it's pretty much the same thing, except you're doing it in person. It goes in the same exact envelope. It's put away till election day, which is what absentee ballots are done. They're put away until election day. They're kept in this at City Hall. So it's the exact same thing, except you're doing it in person. So that should alleviate a lot of your fears right there. Come on, don't be dumb.
What if they lose them, though? What if they say, oh, my God, where are the votes?
No. They can't. They're already locked in the place. They're not locked in several places. They're locked in one location. So they're being pulled out that, the guy couldn't have been doing this all these years if he's inept. They just don't keep people like that around, the man that's in charge in Brockton anyway. And I'm sure there's competent people all over the place doing this.
All over the world.
Hey, I can only speak for the USA. No. USA! USA!
All right, stop. That's enough.
I know, it is.
Getting annoying. All right. By the way, we've just been joined live. It's 10 o'clock, and now we're on YouTube Live, by the way. So
it's only 7 o'clock on the East Coast. I mean, the West Coast.
Right.
In 7 o'clock, wake up.
In your mind, it's like 3 in the morning, I have a feeling.
I know. In England, it's it's noontime.
Yeah.
It's afternoon.
Have you been taking your melatonin?
No, I stopped that.
Mm.
It just makes me sleep.
But that's why we're doing this.
I'm already sleeping. I'm sleeping right now, if you haven't noticed.
I gotcha. Good for you.
I don't have any problem sleeping. No.
All right, Tori.
It's when I'm in relationships, I have a lot of problems sleeping. What am I doing? Who is this person? Then I need the melatonin.
No, when you're in a relationship, it's better to sleep. Yes. Is that what you said?
Well, I can't. I'm too anxious. This anxiety.
Yeah, because there's someone there. Yeah.
I need the melatonin. Why does this person act this way? What's wrong with them?
Do you like relationships where they stay overnight or when they go home?
I don't know, because I've never had anyone overnight.
Uh-huh.
I don't do that. I don't know what kind of person you think I am.
Well,
if I'm in a relationship, we're already together anyway, sleeping over.
Yeah. But you don't get the feeling every once in a while where, why can't you go somewhere?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Maybe it's just me.
It's just you. I just lie awake probably worried about the future, which is what I'm in therapy for. One day at a time, Victoria.
I went to therapy for stuttering, as I told you.
I think that's really speech therapy. I don't think it's still therapy,
I suppose.
You
said the word in your description.
I did. There's physical therapy, too. That's not for mental people.
That's where they hit you, right?
No, it's when you work out your...
After you operate on,
like, my shoulder.
Right.
I did that for a while.
So what's the difference? So that's the same thing.
Brain therapy, sure.
It's all to bring you back to where you supposedly were,
right.
Although most of us know we were never really there.
No.
You know?
I'm trying to find center. Yeah. I'm off center. Where is it?
My therapist used to sit in a big leather chair, and I sat on a chair that wasn't as big as his leather chair.
Yeah. Okay.
And he was surrounded by very opulent objects, these little things that he probably got from Africa or from Venezuela
knick-knacks.
Or something, paddy wax,
things
like that. And then we would talk, and he would seem so ultra interested in me, like, oh, Ron, what do you think about that? Oh, someone's asking me how I think about something. That's very, very nice.
Well, you're paying for it.
That's the point. But then when it came, well, my parents were at that age. I couldn't afford that stuff. I could hardly afford a candy bar at that age.
And look at you now.
Yeah. And then toward the, you have candy bars all over the place. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost Halloween.
That's
so,
right.
Gotta get ready. Stock up.
So we would come toward the end of the session, and then he would look at his watch very carefully. He would like not look obviously. He would just kind of glance down,
mm-hmm.
and then he would say, well, our time is up for today. And it would be in the middle of me pouring my heart out.
That's not right.
No, it isn't.
Find another therapist, dude.
They never go into overtime. I guess there are other people waiting in the lobby, I suppose.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Mm. I must say, when I'm waiting for my therapist,
yeah.
and it goes like 1 minute after, I start to be like, oh, I'm not important. Is this how it is? See, you never go over for me.
You get it.
But you know what? My brain is already doing that. It's programmed to do that. So that's what I'm trying to eliminate.
So you're looking at the clock, too?
Oh, it's fine.
Are you looking at the clock?
Yeah, but I'm not supposed to. That's why I'm in the therapy. It's a catch-22. I'm supposed to be like, it's fine. She cares about me. It's just a minute. What does it matter?
Correct.
Just don't even think about it.
I wonder if they do care. You know, I always thought when I was doing that, I thought, oh, this is a wonderful job. All you have to do is sit down and listen to people talk and go,
There's some training, I think.
I think you have to eat healthy foods. Other than that, I don't know what training there could be. You just listen to people. You shut up and you listen to people.
Okay.
That's like the training, right?
Well,
maybe you have to read a few books.
Yeah.
So you go through all of that. I thought, what a wonderful job, because he was paid a lot of money back when I was doing this. That was like a fortune.
Yeah.
But what are they really doing in essence? Sitting on a couch listening to you speak.
It hasn't changed.
And then just kind of recalling the things that they learned in school on this subject matter.
I wonder if Donald Trump ever went to therapy.
I think obviously not.
I just had to throw it out there because the clock is ticking, people.
You mean therapies.
Because
he needs a lot of different, he's got so many different issues.
You know what? I decided that anybody that likes him, I feel very sorry for. And not only that,
you gotta be careful.
But not only that, I think they associate with this personality on some level.
Yeah.
And he is a bigot, a sexist, all these ists, and, you know, racists. So if you're like him, let's say you're a white man and you support Donald Trump, which I find a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you, if you have friends that are minorities, don't you think they're kind of snickering behind your back and judging you a little bit? And I would not be proud of that.
You know what? A friend of mine, we talked about this just a few days ago, and she admitted that she was a racist. She says, aren't we all racist?
I can't believe that.
And I thought in my mind, in a sense, probably, I mean, I guess, but not like that. Even if you are a racist, or even if you have various opinions of various cultures, mm-hmm. and you tend to group those attributes together, mm-hmm. which is somewhat racism.
And I think
I guess.
It's a small mind. I think it's ignorance.
It is ignorance, but I think even the people we're talking about, if you're racist, I think there could also be racist too. I think it's just that's the world. We're just in different cultures and different categories.
But they're so proud of their racism.
I get it. That's the point. I get all of that. But when you're running for president and you're standing on a pulpit and expressing these divisions, mm-hmm. that is different than having personal things that you maybe keep to yourself, but know it isn't wrong, know that it's wrong, and you,
sure.
you kind of get. When you start discussing it and start bringing it out and start verbalizing it,
that has no place here in this election.
That starts problems, mm-hmm. and maybe is you know, in the positive sense, everybody says you know, just having a problem is good because then we are able to discuss it. No, just having a problem is not good. That means you have a problem, and discussing it doesn't make it go away. I think the racism, if there is that, which I think there is, started with the first black president. There was a good portion of the country that could never accept that, mm-hmm. With this birther thing and the whole bit. And I think Trump's one of them. He admits that he's one of them. Right. It's just, and now we're going through it again with this woman situation, the first woman president.
And speaking of women, yeah. all these women coming forward against him,
yes.
now this free legal, the top legal people are going to help these women free of charge
mm-hmm.
if they are so sued by him, so yeah. they say they're going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, welcome to the dictatorship.
His answer to everything is either to verbally run you into the ground yeah. or to sue you for money. That's how he handles everything.
There's some great YouTube. Speaking of YouTube, we're on YouTube. There's great YouTube videos about where he says years ago one thing, and then they play the exact opposite. He's a Democrat. He's pro-life.
Right.
He loves Hillary. He loves Obama. He loves Mexicans. You should.
It's benefits him at the time.
It's absolutely out there. He's absolutely said these things,
absolutely.
And it's not just audio. It's video.
Right.
And they put them back to back, and it's brilliant.
And then he says I didn't say that. And then you play it, and it's That's exactly what
you said.
That's
a mental disorder. Absolutely selective memory.
One of the many that he
has. One
of
the many.
Right.
It's blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Now, on the other side of the aisle, there's Hillary. And she has made some major mistakes in her career. And they're coming back to haunt her. Because, again, in a presidential election, everything is dug up. Trump talks about a rigged election. And then she should probably say the same thing because this WikiLeaks thing is all on her.
Right.
There is a WikiLeaks, which is not even really soluble in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're dripping this stuff out toward the end of the election, timed accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, but it's true. So she's got big problems. He's got big, 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 big problems.
Right.
Who's got the less problems?
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
It'll be interesting, but there will be rioting no matter what, and that's too bad.
There will be rioting. If there are riots,
either way, there's going to be riots
after a Celtics game. Then there's going to be riot after an election.
Yeah, and that's when they win. They riot.
Yeah.
So when people lose, I don't even know.
But you know, Tori, both sides may be guilty of that.
That's what I mean. Oh,
so
no matter
anger,
what happens,
there's
going to be rioting.
Right.
I think, yeah. But you know what? The Democrats are more like tree huggers. They're not that
be less
pumped
rioting.
Up. There'll be less,
right.
if any.
Right.
There'll be little protest signs.
Right.
I don't agree.
I may not throw your car over on its roof, but I may key it. So, you know. But I'm not going to
destroy it. On my car, you won't even notice it.
Well, that's good for you.
Isn't that what's
good
one benefit?
You.
My duct tape window. It's fun because I'm ghetto. Proud.
Hey, you're crazy.
Hey, you know, there's such a thing called day labor where you go and you work, isn't mm-hmm. there? And you get paid that day.
Yes.
Now, is that just for guys that do like manual labor or can women do it too? Because
I would assume women can do it too. It seems to be more geared toward manual labor, but there are plenty of 9-to-5 jobs that anybody can do. That's day labor.
But I mean, usually you get paid that same day. You don't wait a week. There's something, unless that's back in the Depression when, you know, I don't know if it's still happening.
Then you're saying that the day jobs are usually more from the government or from the town or the city.
Yeah.
Or a municipality or a school department, something that's not a private company. Then you'd be paid the same day.
Yeah.
Because you're being hired by the government, a government agency.
Sure. Because, you know what, I'm running out of money.
I understand.
And I'd like to just work to, mm-hmm. I need a mattress. I just need a mattress for my bed. I mean, yeah. How sad is that? Even yeah. a Walmart, I hate right. that word, but yeah. just something. And I'm like, oh, it's you know what? I don't need like millions of dollars, right. but it's good to have a few bucks, I'm yeah. finding out. Well, I've known that. Mm-hmm. Just something to, you know, work a little, get some money, and then get what I need. Yeah. I'm not trying to take a trip around the world no. or buy a Coach bag.
Don't bother.
And anyone that knows me knows that's true.
It's not worth it.
So. Yeah, just something like that. I mean, I thought I was going to work the election more, but I might just be doing the day of the election, mm-hmm. which is okay. But that's a real challenge.
I'm always surprised that you can't like start a business of some sort.
Yeah. Yep. I need
and,
to.
And I've thought about that too personally because you can sell anything on the internet.
Sure.
But I don't know how.
Well, there's things called Etsy, a place called Etsy, yeah. which is where you just have your own kind of crafts or whatnot, and yeah. you have your own, you know, page, and you sell, and people do very well with it.
Epilepsy?
No.
I'm sorry?
Etsy, E-T-S-Y. That's just one of an example uh-huh. of a place where you can have your own product and just market it through them. And mm-hmm. I think they get a small slice of the pie, but it's probably still worth it if it's less headache for you to figure it all out, unless you want to really get your own website and just do that yourself. That's more challenging. I just jump on board.
Here's a business I want to get involved in, mm-hmm. Which is probably more of a spring and summer business, but it would be an organized yard sale company where people don't have to go through all of that themselves. They hire us.
Mm-hmm.
And we, well, somebody.
Don't give your great idea away, though.
Somebody. And, this person, it's like a wedding planner.
Okay.
This person puts it all together for you, come up with a date, they place the ads in the paper.
Oh, I like that.
They make up the signs for you. They will show up at the beginning of it. They'll tell you how to effectively sell your merchandise.
What a great idea.
How to price it.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is just carry it onto the lawn. I won't do that.
No.
But you have to carry onto the lawn and we will, you know, it's a wedding planner kind of thing. And you take a small percentage or you get paid up front, one or the other.
Okay.
That's it. Now, most people that have, that's the pro. The con is that most people that have yard sales usually don't have a lot of money to hire a wedding yeah. planner.
I think yard sales are kind of going by the way of the dinosaur, too, a little bit.
Are they?
And there's a good reason for that.
Why?
Even on Facebook, if you yeah. notice now, there's a lot of ads I see. There's yes. pages yeah. called, you know, Rainham Yard Sale, Easton Yard Sale,
right.
Brockton.
Right.
All these people get on and they say, I have this for $10. I have that for $20. Here's a, they show pictures.
Oh, they actually show the pictures?
Yeah, so oh. you can just get in touch with these people so fast for free.
But there are so many people who love to go to these things.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because
like
I,
flea markets. They want to
yeah,
walk around and touch
exactly.
the stuff. And
when I see a sign on a street for a flea market, for you know, a yard sale,
sure.
I pass it by because I don't want anybody's crap. I don't even want my own crap.
I'm afraid I'm going to, yeah, I don't yeah. need anything else. What if there's a treasure there that
yeah.
I'm looking for? What if it's some magical
well,
thing I need?
Well, something to
for
do.
For a quarter.
Yeah.
But it's always, they make it at like $2.
But what I...
It's worth 50 cents. Stop it.
Well, you know...
They're gouging me at a yard sale?
Well, there's a handling charge. But the point is that there are tons of cars. There's like 5 or 6 cars and people like pulling to the side and...
These are the same like, people that gamble and smoke, probably.
Probably
they,
are.
They have like vices.
Probably.
There's a group that does this thing.
Yes, there is. It's a large group. And then they play bingo. I mean, you're probably right. There's no question about
okay.
it. They have no voice left from smoking
Sorry.
6 packs of cigarettes
yeah,
a day.
Yeah, I'm going to say it.
Right. How much is the plastic goat? And that's the woman. That's the woman talking.
Right.
Yeah, so, no question about it.
Yeah. And then I stop there, and then I'm one of these people, so I can never complain again.
Yeah.
I've done it. I've become one. Where do I get off? Judging.
But I mean, for a yard sale, play a little music in the background. For
Some
example,
people do.
Make
I've
it a festival.
I've heard that boomboxes.
Sell hot dogs and lemonade or something.
I've not seen that, but I heard the music
make it
thing.
Make it a festival.
Because the music's mostly for them. They
yeah.
got to sit there all day.
Right.
They want to be entertained.
Right. Point number three, as far as my yard sale company is,
okay.
is concerned, Yard Sales Incorporated.
Right.
When someone's having a yard sale, we go to the houses next door. And we say, do you have any items? Because
make it a neighborhood thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Because now all these people, now you're going to get even more cars, and they're going to have more places to look. So you string them like 2-3 houses in a row. And who in their right mind would ever
in
say,
right
no,
mind.
I, right. Well, okay. Who would say, I no, I don't want to do it? Everybody's got something they want to get rid of.
Well, that's such a statement.
Yes. No, not people. I'm talking about items.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I must tell you this.
Yes.
I didn't know this until a week ago, but there's apparently someone on the street I live on that has a yard sale every week.
Okay.
How I didn't know that, I don't know, but I don't leave the house probably that same Saturday when
ever?
It's happening.
Ever?
You'd think.
You've never been out on a Saturday, Tori? I think you have.
I know, but the last Saturday I went out
stories.
On. Have you? You heard story, Tori stories? Well, it's one of the city councilors in Brockton.
Uh-oh.
And he does this every week. And I mean, yeah. There's nothing wrong with it, but I'm so out of the yard sale street loop, apparently.
Yeah.
That I didn't, and I haven't stopped to look at the stuff. Because it's kind of a garage yard driveway thing.
Oh,
so
I
it's
see.
Like a garage sale.
Well, that way you don't have to move stuff out all the time. You just open the garage door
the garage.
And there's your store.
It's a store.
It's a brick and mortar.
It really is, in a way. And he's a very nice guy. So you probably you're getting a good deal. And you can go back and return if you don't want. I'm sure he's going to be mayor someday. So he's doing
maybe,
it right.
Maybe, maybe not.
You never know. But I mean, I can't believe. And somebody said, yeah, he does that every week. I'm like, wow. Good for him. I guess it's a little business then.
Do people, you don't even know if someone comes by or not, whether he just opens up the door and stands there with us.
Well, some things are moved out into the driveway. Otherwise, you just think he was, you wouldn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
But there's a sign.
There is a sign.
He has a sign, so it's out there apparently every week, and I'm just learning this.
Wow.
Maybe he keeps getting stuff to sell? Is it the same stuff he's selling?
I don't know who this person is, but I have a feeling that if you have a yard sale, you're supposed to get a little license?
He's probably in charge of the license. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how it works down at City Hall.
Saying, I believe that you need a license
to do
this.
Sure, it's all in the up and up.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way this guy's not doing it in the
I
up and up.
I wouldn't be sure it's on the up and up.
Because, I mean,
you say that.
You could leave it paper trail, like Hillary or something. They can't take chances something like
emails,
this.
Emails, you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yard sale, I'm sure they dot in all the I's and cross in all the T's there, man.
Have you said to yourself, I better be careful what I send an email someday if I am ever vetted for something?
I don't think I worry about it because I already know it's happening. So I'm not going to run for anything because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because my email history is so nuts, for lack of a better word. Yeah, but I know if Google can read it or Yahoo, whoever's ever reading it, you know, they're probably getting a chuckle.
Probably.
But it's it's nothing I'd be proud of, probably. So
when I was growing up, everybody wanted to be president, and the idea, the model for growing up was someday you could become president.
Right.
And I'm so proud of this country because now a woman can become president, a multicultural person can become president. It doesn't just have to be a white guy with a powdered wig.
Right.
So that's good.
Right.
Then this started happening, and I think I don't know anybody, unless they're power-hungry idiots, who would want to be president. Who would want to go through this horrible vetting system?
I don't care how much money it
is. Having your life destroyed, every nook and cranny examined.
It's stress. It is just so much stress.
Oh, my God. It's a death wish.
I can't. I couldn't.
So now the caliber of people that we get who want to run to lead this country are going to be the bottom feeders who are in it for something other than themselves and their family.
You know what you made me think of? If you want to be an astronaut, some people want to go to be an astronaut. Do you know what you have to go through to even pass that test? They have to put you in like a capsule and you have to simulate space and see if you're mentally, if you're psychologically, you can do it, okay? There should be a test like that for president, a psychological exam.
No,
why not?
You are absolutely right.
Because Donald Trump, there's no way he would pass this.
No way.
And Hillary probably would because she's already had the pressure of being a senator.
Just a bit. Just a bit. She might pass. Just a bit.
But still. Maybe maybe no one would pass. Maybe that's what you have to figure out.
Right.
Because I don't know how Bush got in.
I love that idea. I love it.
Come on, man.
I love it. That is necessary.
And that's just going out to outer space.
Yes. That's the whoever becomes president, the first 100 days, their first day should be, for now on, you can't become a presidential candidate unless you've gone through the psychological testing.
Why not?
This
is a nuclear war they could start.
That?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want that?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You're absolutely right. Boy, they missed that part of it, didn't they?
That's why another reason I wouldn't be an astronaut. I couldn't even pass that test.
You know what you have to go through, Tori, just to get a job with a regular company? To work in a bank, to handle their money, to deal with customers.
I'm unemployable. Unless someone knows me. That's how I get my job.
Yes.
Somebody knows me and said, give her a chance,
how most
and then
people
I do well.
Yeah.
But on paper, I'm nothing.
Yeah.
My resume is poop.
Well, it's not that your resume is poop. Your poop's probably poop.
Well, yeah.
But it's not, it has to do with the resume. It's just if everybody, some companies put their employees through psychological testing or at least through a questionnaire mm-hmm. of how you feel about certain things.
Right.
And you get the job accordingly. They don't even do that for president. And we're the employers.
Walmart does that. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
You're right, the presidency doesn't.
No. There is no psychological test whatsoever. You could be Charles Manson, and literally you are eligible to run for president.
Yeah.
And these days, he could get in.
Yeah, well, I don't know about felons. That's still a sticky point. Because I don't think Donald Trump is a felon. I don't think anyone that was president was a felon. That's one good thing. But everything else is messed up, man.
Well, they certainly need some morals, all of them.
Hey, you know what I was doing yesterday?
Point at me.
Sorry. Hey, you know what I was doing yesterday? I know you. That always reminds me of that little Martin Short thing.
Very funny.
Synchronized swimming.
Mm-hmm.
I know you, Christopher Guest. He's teaching them, you know, the synchronized swimming. I love that thing. Anyway, Lady Gaga and Madonna. Okay, I've been a Madonna fan for decades. However, if you ever really listen to Lady Gaga sing, her voice is 1,000 times better than Madonna's.
Sure, no question. No question.
Just singing without any even backup,
right.
Piano, her skills. I mean, you may not like her as a person,
right.
But boy, to respect that. Even yes. Tony Bennett toured with her. Her
right.
voice is top notch. So, I mean, Madonna, it's sort of gimmicky, and I think
correct.
I've
correct.
Fallen off, I guess, the Madonna train because Lady Gaga
didn't know
really.
You were on it.
Well, you know, in 1984, she was everything. So I'm not that much younger than her. So I just like
she
wow,
was more
she's,
of a brand. And,
yeah.
and Lady Gaga went the brand route by mm-hmm. dressing in meat.
Correct.
And stupid costumes and glitter
right.
face and stuff, which she didn't really have to do. It worked, but she didn't have to do that.
But that's how she had to get out there. And now she can do what she wants.
Yeah.
And now her voice, you know, you can really hear it.
I never understood the Justin Bieber thing.
Yeah. He was on stage in England last week.
Yeah.
Or whenever it was. And they started booing him because he wanted to talk. He didn't want to sing. He wanted to speak.
Oh, my.
And he was so offended that he dropped the mic and walked off the stage.
Good.
But what do you mean good? I don't know. I feel like, you know, you bloody limeys. What are you booing him for? You paid to see him. Let him talk. But.
Oh, no.
No? You approve of the booing?
Yes.
You want him to just sing and shut up. That's what
I
they came for.
I know. He's one of the deplorables. He's the head of the basket. He's an awful person. He's a childish.
He is a child.
Horrible.
Why should he be anything else? He got popular somehow on YouTube. That's what we're doing right now, folks. We're going to be the next Bieber people.
If there's audio.
Yeah. But the podcast.
That works.
They're hearing us.
That works.
Maybe
yep.
you could transfer it over. You could sync it. Put the audio up to the
right.
video.
Like I have time for that.
I don't know. I do, but I don't know. It just seems like a.
Then you sync it.
I would sink it. Hey, we have birthdays today. Mike Pava. Remember Mike?
Yes, he produced the radio show.
The radio show. Happy birthday, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Don't think he's watching.
I don't either.
But also my cousin, Deanna. She might be watching. Happy
really?
Birthday, Deanna.
That's
she's in
great.
Upstate New York.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So
what a nice place this time
it's
of
cold,
year.
Cold. Very cold. But
cold,
it's
but
good.
Nice leaves.
And Courtney. There it is. And Courtney in Pensacola. Happy birthday.
Love Pensacola.
Right.
Yeah.
It's cold there too.
It's cold everywhere, isn't
yeah, really.
It?
Really. It's not further enough south. Got to go to Miami. And even then.
Well, see, people who live in Florida are freezing right now because to them, 50 degrees is freezing.
It is.
So, and we laugh at them.
I like to anyway. For other reasons, not just the weather.
Well, certainly not.
Yeah, there's too many reasons.
Yeah. Fall is a very strange, it's a beautiful time of year right now with the red and the orange leaves and such.
If you say so.
Well, I do. It's pretty. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's I don't get excited about leaves for some reason.
I do, but only because sometimes I find a cool one and I want to take a picture.
Really?
I'm all about these pictures of leaves. Mm. I have always been.
You know this happens every year.
Yeah.
If it happened like once a decade, like
on
like
Mars?
A comet or something, you know, I'd say, ooh. But this is, I mean, kind of used to this now.
But, you know, Saturn changed colors. Did you hear that?
No.
Oh, it was trending and viral.
Sorry, I don't have the viral.
I know. Well, there's pictures. Apparently, it went from blue to gold or gold to blue. I forget which color it changed.
Oh,
from.
That's because they have that new lighting system.
Oh. Ethereal lights are
yes,
us.
That's right.
They said it could have been seasonal things. Seasons on Saturn. They just discovered that's happening?
So the gases in the air must change colors, because that's what that is.
Only Uranus has the gases.
There's no question about that, Tori. I don't know if we should be discussing that.
I don't know where that came from.
You're absolutely right.
It's just a planet. Calm down, everyone.
It's not a planet, apparently.
No, what that's Pluto.
Pluto's not a planet.
It came back. It was gone. They let it back in.
Must have gotten solid.
It did. It passed, and Donald Trump accepted it. It is now acceptable as a planet. Thank you, Your Highness. Appreciate that. Hey, speaking of Facebook, Farcebook, Fartbook, I call it all kinds of things that start with an F. This woman. Now, Donald Trump mentioned nasty women.
Yes.
I got to say, there really are some. I don't want to be on the train, but, I mean, maybe I'm guilty myself sometimes. I know you can't say it the way he did, but I'm going to say there's some nasty women out there.
Sure there are.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Sure.
And I know one, personally, and her name rhymes with Puzan Cullen. Okay.
Okay.
I can do the rhyming.
All right.
When you put your picture on Facebook, it's like a 30-year-old picture on your cover picture, and everyone's falling all over it. But you don't look like that anymore.
Right.
I mean, it's okay to put it on your profile picture for a while, but your cover picture, it's like a billboard that everyone can see because they're on public.
Maybe she's confusing that with eHarmony.
Well, no, she's married.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Then that's strange.
She finally hooked a guy. Took her almost 50 years. Was she doing it?
She did it with an old picture, too.
I know, right?
It was a lazy guy who said, oh, you don't look like that anymore, but what the hell? I came all the way over. I'll marry you.
He's a right-winger that got her into the fold, and now she's all brainwashed. Oh, it was kind of sad because she used to be a really cool person, but now she's all, see how they do it?
So it's just the drugs. It's drugs.
Yeah.
That's awful.
The right wing is going to, they're so firm and dug in that this is how it is that they get these women, and I've seen other women change too, not just her.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Women, can't you stand up for yourselves? You really need a guy that desperately that you're going to adopt his ideologies and not think for yourself? That's a mind blower right there. Unbelievable.
I know a lot of women that seethingly hate Hillary Clinton. That could be a woman thing too.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Because
either.
I'm not a woman, Tori.
As far as you know.
Right. But I believe that women find great disdain with other women more than they do with men.
Yeah.
I think that when they find a woman that they don't like, that's they're done.
They're bimbos. That's why.
Well, yeah. And Hillary, I don't know why she's so hated. I guess I'd have to be there to understand that. But she's seethingly hated.
Yeah.
And that's,
but so is Trump. He's seethingly hated. I mean, it's true. Kind of equal at this point,
true.
I think. I'm disappointed in the whole system, actually, this year. But that's, you know, I'm not alone. I don't
think. Because of him. Because like the schoolyard thing, he started it. And when you...
Right.
And
he
knocked off, 25,000 Republican opponents to him when he was running for the Republican nomination. He knocked them all off by branding them, calling them stupid or sleepy or some kind of brand. Or lying Ted Cruz. He branded them. It caught on. And then when they tried to fight back with their insults, they lost even more.
Because they weren't pros at it.
Correct.
Like he already... People,
well, he's not a pro. He's just immense.
He's tremendous.
He's an immense asshole. Yes.
Tremendous.
He's not just
huge,
an asshole.
Huge.
He's an immense asshole.
Many people say so.
Right. So that's the problem. So... Hillary can't just sit there and not say anything. So she had to go down in the mud with him, which is so kinky, I can't believe it.
I don't know what's going on there.
And
fight fire with fire, right?
You have to.
You do.
I don't know.
All
right. We're getting toward the end.
We are. Mm-hmm. I do want to ask you why you think DJs are wearing masks. And I know you don't even know that. Because I didn't know it till very recently, or I sort of observed it. They're wearing these masks, you know, the people that spin the records.
Yes.
That's a big thing. They want to wear masks.
That.
Why are you doing that? Are you embarrassed? You want to be mysterious? It's a thing. It's a real hip thing, Ron. Yeah. They almost look like gangsters.
What kind of
DJs? The ones that play that, you know, the sick beats.
Are these radio DJs?
No.
Where do you find them?
Oh, when you go to a club.
Oh, I don't go to clubs.
Yeah, I don't either. But it's a thing. Many people do. Many, many people go to these clubs, these young people.
And they wear masks?
They wear masks when they're doing their thing.
They need to be asked why, if they even know themselves.
That's what I'm asking. Tell me why, people. Type it into the comments.
If you're a DJ and you can answer that question, or even if you can't, go to the email server of America, which is very, very important. And it also, you can also send...
the email server of America?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. It's
absolutely
so funny.
Yes. It's ronvandamshow@gmail.com, ronvandamshow@gmail.com. And we accept all kinds of emails.
Because I think it's dumb.
Of course it's dumb. It's stupid. But this is, like you say, this is trending stuff. That's what social media has brought to us. When somebody comes up with someone's sick idea, everybody thinks, oh, that's great. We'll all do it. And before, you couldn't find out about these stupid people unless you watch TV.
Good thing there wasn't this when Hitler was alive. But wait.
Yeah. Which is worse, Hitler or the Antichrist?
Well, there is no Antichrist. That's a fable. What do you mean? I mean, that's some churches put, speaking of churches.
Is that not in the Bible?
Yeah, it's
in
the Bible.
Is there an Antichrist in the Bible?
Yeah, you've read the Bible?
Well, yeah. It's the greatest story ever told.
That's a movie. Cecil B. DeMille.
Okay.
I think. Edward G. Robinson. Let my people go.
He was in all those movies with all the wrong accents every time.
He really was. Yeah. It's just awful.
Yeah.
But the Catholic Church said the remains of when you're cremated, you have to keep them all together in a sacred place now. They
really?
Won't let you do this with it or put it in an urn and separate it or bury it. That's what they said just 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It's 2016. Hello.
Well, I mean.
Even this new pope that everybody seems to like agreed with this nonsense. So there's your new pope.
Well, obvious. I mean, the Bible is the Bible. There's no amendments to
the Bible.
The Bible
is the Bible.
Well, there's no amendments
to
it. It's not the Constitution where we come up with some, you know,
right.
we modern it up a little bit. I mean, you know.
You take it or you leave it, I guess.
Seriously.
Right?
I mean, you know, seriously.
Seriously, folks. This is the Bible. It's been written by men, many men. No, by God. He got a pen and a paper.
All right. Okay. All right. No more divisions among us.
I know, but, you know, I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
I know.
No man in the Vatican with a hat is going to tell me what to do. Ever.
Depends on the hat, I think.
It's a very strange hat.
Yeah, it is.
It has history, though,
it's
apparently.
It's like pious.
It looks like a wafer. It's a cookie hat.
Well, that makes you want to do the host thing.
The host? Oh, the host.
The host.
My nutritionist asked me if
Did
I take host.
Did you ever try one?
Because it's gluten-free.
I got to tell you something. I've never had one of those things.
I have. I used to go to church. And
I've had Wheat Thins, but I...
No, Wheat Thins are way better.
Okay.
This is just a little thing that has really no flavor.
There's no salt involved?
I don't know.
No?
No gluten, apparently. I hope.
Oh. Well, it should be gluten-free for those parishioners that...
You know, as myself, I couldn't. I'm sorry. I must abstain from your cookie.
I cannot partake in your, your
even
handing out.
A crumb will affect me, you know.
I thought it was just a social thing where you... anybody want crackers?
Oh,
anybody crackers?
Do you, no, listen, seriously.
I thought we talked about this.
Catholics think it is actually the body, the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
It's been anointed, and now it is the flesh you're eating, and the wine is the blood.
Yeah.
Not even a symbol.
I don't think it's the real thing.
Look it up. No.
Seriously?
We talked about this a couple years ago, and you did look it up, and you said you were right. I can't believe it. Victoria, you were right.
I know. I'm making conversation, but I can't accept that.
I know. I can't accept that either.
And even though those who are really embaked in this story might actually believe that, which is like you should be locked up.
I mean, not criminally. Right, I know, people believe it, unfortunately.
But I think 99.9% of Catholics think that, no, it's symbolism.
I hope so. I hope you're right.
Oh, it's got to be.
But the ones that don't like speak English are probably really more, like in Rio, where they have that big statue.
So I'm not Christ-like because my skin isn't made out of crackers? I mean, seriously, how could that even be?
How could anything be, Ron? How could they be telling me what to do with my son's remains? Anybody telling them what to do with anyone's remains at this point in this century?
You know, what a great word you have just coined, cremains.
I keep saying that.
I love that.
It's
a good word.
It's because I'm...
There's no such thing.
Dyslexic in my mind.
But it's a great...
And I can't form words correctly.
Your dyslexia is coming up with some really
cool
phrases.
I don't like that, though.
Cool
I wish it wouldn't.
Cremains is wonderful.
Really?
And that's how words get started. But when you take two words and you put them together, it's
like
an
oatmeal.
Wow.
Isn't it like Cremora? Now that's something you put in coffee.
No, that's coffee. Cream of wheat, which is the body of Christ.
Is add hot water.
You take the body of Christ.
Or microwave.
Add hot water.
Only 30 seconds in your microwave.
And you got a great breakfast.
Must be anointed for us. Use holy water.
Right. We're not making fun. We're
not
just having
all.
A good time with
silly
it. That's
Catholics,
all. Come on.
You.
No, you enjoy your religion.
Those
look,
molesters.
If I don't have to watch you make cream of wheat, then I'm fine, you know?
Yeah.
But the day you force me to sit there in a church and watch you make cream of wheat, then I have something
to watch the
that.
Movie with Mark Ruffalo. You'll get it.
Yeah. I think we all have to respect each other's beliefs, as crazy as they may be to one or to another.
Right.
Look, I mean, I was brought up in the Jewish faith.
Their superstitions. Yeah.
And we didn't even have a book. You had to open up.
Did you have scrolls?
Freaking scroll.
How do you read it? It's got symbols like Chinese.
It's very difficult to walk
Persian.
Around. If you happen to be in the middle of the Torah and you can't put it down.
Don't you read left to right, too, or right to left? It's something opposite.
Yes. Did you ever go on the subway and see a guy in the corner reading the Torah?
Never.
No, you can't do that.
I see a lot of Asians reading the Chinese papers, and I look over, and I'm like, wow, that's so interesting. I wish I could read it.
They should make little pocket Torahs.
There's not. There's pocket Bibles. Get on the program, Van Damme.
So, I mean, and they believe some stuff which was crazy.
Cray-cray.
Yeah. I mean, I remember we used to sit down and we used to take little pieces of food and everything represented something from the past.
Yeah, well, they want to keep history alive, right, man?
My message to everybody is move on. Because the stuff that happened in the past was pretty sucky, according to what you're telling
like
me.
Like polio and stuff?
Right. And your things were like thousands of people, plagues and things.
Sure,
and people
locusts
like annihilating,
came down and frogs and
a
drag.
Putting people on crosses and nailing them to it.
And
I mean,
sticking them in caves.
Yeah, this is not stuff that I care to want to continually live over and
it's
over
fear.
Again.
It's fear. They're instilling fear so they could have control. That's
right.
All religion is. It's.
I know.
Man.
I know. Okay.
Well,
I'm glad we ended on a light note.
Well, yeah,
because
pretty much.
All right, she's Tori Lagarde. I'm Ron Van Dam, and we'll be back again next week. Peace out, man.
Peace.
Great. All right, now I got to figure out how to end the show. So, Tori, how's everything with you?
So we're still going, huh?
Yeah.
Why'd we say goodbye? You don't make any sense. Even my dyslexia figured that out.
Because I forgot that I have to end the show.
It's like your first rodeo, man.
It is. It's my second rodeo. And it still takes time for me to figure it out.
I guess.
All right, bye.